Let the good times roll with Jackie Bond on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, good evening, dear listener, and welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio. This show is called Let the Good Times Roll, and my name's Jackie Bond. Now, this show is normally all about rock and roll, except this week I'm going to do something a little bit different. A few months ago, I went to see a show called Quentin Tarantino, the Musical. Now, I do have to say that the language was a bit right, but the music was absolutely outstanding, and all the songs that the guys, 12 people were in this show, great musicians, great singers, and they reminded me of all the Quentin Tarantino movies that I had seen. So I've included as many rock and roll songs as I can possibly find and put it in the show with one or two other ones, which, if not rock and roll, are absolutely exciting. And let's start off with Dick Dale and the Deltones. This was the opening number on Pulp Fiction, Miserlou. Dick Dale there, the master of surf rock, left-handed guitar, would you believe? Now, Quentin Tarantino, he was influenced in the late teens and early 20s by rock and roll and rockabilly. And his films are known for his distinctive style, often inspired by scenes from his knowledge of cinema, while he chooses the music from his own extensive record collection. So it must be really quite a collection, and he hand-selects each and every track. This is a song as a rocker from a rockabilly legend, a guy called Charlie Feathers. It came out in about 1974. It's called That Certain Female, and it was featured in Kill Bill 1, 2003. Rockabilly legend Charlie Feathers and That Certain Female.
Hottest spots in town. Oh, that little bit of warm.
Charlie Feathers, and doing the research for this show, I must say that he must have really liked Charlie Feathers, because he also included one of his songs in Kill Bill 2 called Heart Can't Hardly Stand It. Okay, here's a song that I wouldn't normally play. This is by a group called Rare Earth. It's one of the few white acts that came out on Motown. Hard driving rock and roll, you would call it. Yes, you would. And this particular track is called What Did I Say? Now, we've all heard What Did I Say by Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis, my particular favourite. But this one's pretty hot. It's from the film Inglourious. And it's Rare Earth. Hope you enjoy it. Hold on to your hats. this record is well over 7 minutes long. I'm not sure if it did that in the film, but I'm pretty sure Quentin Tarantino didn't allow that to run for 7 minutes. And old Jackie Bond, not going to let it run for that long either. But I hope you enjoyed it. Who'd have picked that version out to put in your film? Quentin Tarantino knew. Now this next record is not one that you would probably, I wouldn't have expected it to be in Quentin Tarantino's record collection. It certainly was never in mine. It's by a group called the Statler Brothers. I have seen them. They were the opening act for Johnny Cash, also his backing singers, between 64 and 1972. They also feature regularly on the Johnny Cash TV show. There was a lot of comedy on this show, a bit of parody, and they really messed around and made... It was really great fun, the Statler Brothers. Really fun, guys. I hope you enjoy it. This is one that's called Flowers on the Wall.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worrying about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go, I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
And that song from the Statler Brothers was in Pulp Fiction, as is this next one. The song is called Waiting in School, made famous, of course, by Ricky Nelson back in the 1950s. In the movie Pulp Fiction, it was sung by impersonator Gary Sherrill. Now, this is a classic rock and roll song written by the Burnett brothers, Johnny and Dorsey Burnett, and I'm pretty sure that a very young James Burton is on guitar, 15 or 16 years old. Here it is. Waiting in School, Ricky Nelson.
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. I throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. My school cow, baby, gonna taste some news. You should look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, it's a one, two, a foot with a shoe. A three, four, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. The school cow, baby, gonna taste some news. You should look
good. And then baby doll shoe. Well, it's a one, two, a four for shoes. A three, four, get out on the floor. A five, six, come get your kicks. Down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Well, let's go now. One, two, I pull off your shoes. Three, four, get out on the floor. A five, six, come get your kicks. Down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move. Start rocking, baby. Rockin', rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night. Rock all night. Just wait and see. Yeah!
And here's another one that I wouldn't normally play from my favourite Tarantino film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It is the Royal Guardsman and Snoopy versus the Red Dragon. Ah, it's fun, you gotta say.
Achtung! Jetzt wir singen zusammen die Geschichte über dem Schweinkopf in Hot und dem lieben Red Bear.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, buried by Red Coffin was his name. Aim and try, and aim and die, now they're buried together on the countryside. Then 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolled up the score. Aim and die, trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany.
In the nick of time,
a hero arose, a flame of desire, with a big black nose. He flew to the sky to seek revenge, but the Baron shot him down.
Yes, his fire.
This next record is called Dark Knight by a group called The Blasters. And I don't really know how Quentin Tarantino would have found this. The Blasters have been around for quite a while. They're American, formed in 1975. And this song is from a movie called From Dusk Till Dawn. Now, that's not a film that was directed by Quentin Tarantino, but he did write it and he appears in it. I hope you enjoy it. Sort of a bit of a rockabilly sort of style. It's Dark Knight by The Blasters.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark
It also appears that Quentin Tarantino likes soul music from the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the great Otis Redding and I Can't Turn You Loose. To confess that before I started researching this, I'd never heard of this particular group, and being a rock and roll freak, you probably understand the reason for that. This is a French-American disco group formed in the 70s. Their name is Santa Esmeralda. They had hits with remakes of 1960 records Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood and House of the Rising Sun. They were both hits for the Animals. The actual original recording of Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, would you believe it, was a Nina Simone. And this record, it starts off with a lot of clapping. Yes, it does. So you can clap them in if you like. There is a really long introduction. I think you're going to enjoy it if you like this sort of music. Santa Esmeralda from the film Kill Bill. And it is Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Listen to Jackie Bond. We'll let the good times roll on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Please don't let me be misunderstood.
was a bit of 70s disco for you. Anyone fancy a rumble? Link Ray, all the way from Pulp Fiction. Great Link Ray and Rumble. That goes out to Barry Marshall of Sandringham. Okay, back to the rock and roll. From the film Pulp Fiction, the classic song You Never Can Tell. We all remember them walking into Jack Rabbit Slim, Uma Thurman and John Travolta to kick their shoes off, and they dance the way to this one. Chuck Berry.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot safe. The cooler
show you never can tell.
Yes, the great Chuck Berry there, and You Never Can Tell. It's another legend from the film Jackie Brown. It's Johnny Cash and Tennessee Stud. It's a horse.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud. Had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I wrote a letter to my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on a Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Drifted on down into no man's land, across the river called the Rio Grande. Raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. I pulled our guns and he fell with a thud, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. I rode right back across Arkansas, I whipped her brother and I whipped her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, she was riding on a Tennessee mare. Pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love the girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves a Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Yeah, the legend that is Johnny Cash from the film Jackie Brown, The Tennessee Stud. Well, I do hope you're enjoying this show all about the music from the great Tarantino films. And before I go on, I'd just like to tell you all about a wonderful thing here at Cambridge 105. If you'd like to listen again to any of our wonderful programmes, all you have to do is go to cambridge105.co.uk, look at the website, and on the top right-hand side, you'll see On Demand. Press the show that you'd like to see, and away you go. Tell all your friends and tell them all that none of them have to miss any of the shows here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Here's one of my favourite groups. They are the Mavericks with a song called Foolish Heart from the film Dusk Till Dawn.
Foolish heart. Said to me, foolish heart.
For another one now from that great film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's Roy Head and Treat Her Right. Come on, let's go.
Tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want some good loving, you gotta start real slow. She gonna love you tonight. Now if you just treat her right, I'll squeeze her real gentle. Got to make her feel good. Got to tell her that you love her like you know you should. If you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. Now if you practice my method, oh, hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night. Now that you treated her right, hit me.
No secret that I admire the style of the American disc jockeys of the 50s, 60s and 70s, especially those Californian jocks who were playing on what they used to call Boss Radio. Boss Radio was a style where they would have play all the top 40 records of the day in a really flamboyant style. And Don Steele was my particular favourite. Here he is on the intro to the song Bring a Little Love In by the Los Bravos, and I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
KHJ Los Angeles.
3:31 in Los Angeles. This is the real Dobbs Speed.
I know that it's time, and you're saying it. And you're staying home, and I'm all alone.
grovels, bring a little leaven with your cupcakes. 334 at KHJ and the Real Dan Steel Show. Suck it up.
Right, we're on the run in now. Let's slow it down a little bit. Here's a song from one of the girls who haven't need girls on this program, but here's one of the great ones. Wonderful, Dusty Springfield and Son of a Preacher Man.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright.
Yeah, the great Dusty Springfield there with Son of a Preacher Man, which was in Pulp Fiction. And there's another one from Pulp Fiction. It's the Robins. This was a group that was set up by the great songwriters Lieber and Stoller. And then after they had a few hits, some members of that group moved into the Coasters. Anyway, this is a song, as I said, which is also in Pulp Fiction. The song is Since I First Met You.
My nights don't seem so endless. My days don't seem so bare. I'm walking on a cloud, and there's music in the air. I feel just like a live wire. I've been thrilled through and through since I first met you. Full of gladness, my eyes shed no more tears. I found myself a new love.
Well, dear listener, I've got to go. That's the end of the show. Hope you've enjoyed this look at Quentin Tarantino's songbook. I'll be back here in 2 weeks' time. So until then, be good. If you can't be good, just be magnificent. Ciao, everyone.